Now to Istanbul, a city bisected by one of the world's busiest waterways, the Bosphorus Strait. NPR's Peter Kenyon paid a visit to a man who spends a lot of his spare time watching the ships that sail up and down the strait.
Yorick Ishik was trained in international relations and makes his living as a marine consultant, but his true love is ship spotting. From the rooftop of his Istanbul apartment building, Ishik has a fine view of a stretch of the Bosphorus not too far from the entrance to the Black Sea. He says one day he realized that he could make his hobby useful by documenting many of the more than 50,000 military, commercial, and other ships that transit the Bosphorus every year.
I thought I can put out some factual news about exactly where I'm living, and I really love Istanbul also. And apparently, people really were interested with such information that wasn't available because my Twitter account got rather popular.
Some 40,000 Twitter followers later, Ishik is still snapping photos and writing up social media posts on the submarines, huge commercial cargo ships, and warships he sees from Russia, Turkey, even from time to time the United States. Ishik says he grew to love putting out raw, open-source information for all to see. Plus, he'd have been watching the ships anyway, just for fun. He couldn't help getting a little excited in April when the U.S. Navy announced two destroyers would be heading up the Bosphorus. That plan was shelved after Russia warned that such a deployment would not contribute to regional stability. Instead, a U.S. Coast Guard cutter came up the Bosphorus to the Black Sea. Naturally, Ishik knew that it was the first such cutter to make the voyage in some 8 years.
This is a legend-class cutter that arrived. Now, as we speak, the vessel is in the Black Sea. It is lightly armed, so it's actually perfect for this kind of mission of freedom of navigation, etc., which is right now, it's a big subject.
Ishik works with other ship spotters and sometimes knows what vessel is on its way. But he says part of the fun for him is when the plan suddenly changes.
The beauty of ship spotting in Bosphorus and general life in Istanbul, I think like in English, there's a term like in a New York minute or something, right? Like it's like you can really translate that to this in an Istanbul minute.
He says, of course, it's disappointing to miss an important ship, but he says he makes up for it with the unexpected discoveries.
You think you miss an important ship? 1 hour later, a ship passes, which doesn't look necessarily so interesting, etc. But that is the ship that is maybe carrying the undeclared wheat to Maduro, to Venezuela, and like they are out of wheat, and here is a ship passing. It's like you don't know what's the next actually so important ship.
Ishik is part of a loose network of ship spotters, watching maritime traffic on the Aegean Sea, near the Straits of Gibraltar, and to the north in the Baltic Sea or the Sea of Murmansk. He stresses that what they do isn't journalism. He just posts what he sees from his Istanbul neighborhood. He does take steps to reduce the chance that his information will be used for real-time tracking. For instance, he will wait several hours after seeing a ship before posting its location to his Twitter account. I asked Ishik if, after years of ship spotting, is it still as much fun? Does it make him want to get up in the morning?
Oh, 100%. I mean, actually, if it wasn't ship watching, maybe I wouldn't get up. Or I wouldn't get up that early, I would say. It's just everything I like. And that is kind of like Istanbul. It's just so unknown, very multicultural. It's very uncertain, and you don't know what's going to happen next.
Bosporus ship spotter Yorick Ishik. Keeping an eye on the traffic that never seems to stop floating by. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.